This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true. There were a small number of portion markings on, I think, three of the documents.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Secretary Clinton said neither she nor anyone else deleted work-related emails from her personal account. Was that true?
That's a harder one to answer. We found traces of work-related emails on devices or in Slack space, whether they were deleted or whether when a server was changed out, something happened to them. There's no doubt that there are work-related emails that were removed electronically from the email system.
Secretary Clinton said her lawyers read every one of the emails and were overly inclusive. Did her lawyers read the email content individually?
No.
Well, in the interest of time, and because I have a plane to catch tomorrow afternoon, I'm not going to go through any more of the false statements. But I am going to ask you to put on your old hat. False exculpatory statements, they are used for what?
Well, either for a substantive prosecution or for evidence of intent in a criminal prosecution.
Exactly. Intent and consciousness of guilt, right?
He says nothing. Because what happened here is in the game of chess, that's what we call checkmate. And, you know, this is the problem with all this stuff. And I got to tell you, Scott, I was really disappointed with the Democrats. I mean, they, you know, they're not interested in getting down to the truth of the matter. I mean, it's obvious. And, you know, they talk about Republicans being partisan. And I understand, look, at you know, it's their candidate. They're going down fighting. They're going to protect and do whatever they can. But here they want to spend their 5 minutes of their time talking about what a great guy Comey is. You know, on the surface, you see the guy and he looks pretty stand up and you want to believe him. But I don't know how he gets to the conclusion that he came to just even, you know, trying to explain it. And the guy, I got to tell you, I respect the man, you know, coming to Congress. I mean, at least he didn't obfuscate and do something and say, well, you know, he can't show up or do whatever. I mean, he manned up. He went there and he took the shots and he needed to hear the perspective because, you know, what I mean, forget about the Democrats. I mean, at least the Republicans and Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and the rest of them, you know, they're just saying, look, wait a minute. Here's somebody who has been, you know, in government, been around, you know, top secret protocol, you know, at least in the last between, you know, 8 years in the White House, 8 years as a senator, another 4 years as Secretary of State, and to even suggest that somehow she's ignorant of the whole procedure in that and to be able to give her such latitude, it has to, I mean, you know, whatever James Comey had, maybe even subconsciously in his brain, to, you know, allow room and any kind of understanding for Hillary Clinton to not know. And as we said, you know, several days ago, you know, since when did ignorance of the law become an excuse? You know, when we've been told all our lives that it's not an excuse, but yet for the Clintons it is, and for Hillary specifically, this is just... It's very confusing, and I appreciate Trey Gowdy's questions, pointed questions. I mean, let's not talk about, you know, how much he loves and respects him or anything like that. Let's just get down. Let's just ask some quick questions. I would have cracked up if he'd have said he was going to be on a plane ride and he was going to join Attorney General Lynch, you know, just for a little levity, you know, but that's just me. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more. Stay with us. Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours. Fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I know there are a lot of questions. I hear a lot, you know, from you, whether through its text and Facebook and that, and I appreciate your comments and concerns about this country. I want to bring Megan Barth on right away for us here, because we need her. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, last night in Dallas, is this the start of something much more pernicious? We've been talking on this show, the rule of law coming so much under suspect right now. Is this the way anarchy starts?
That's a great question, Bill. And thanks. It's good to be back here with you again on Friday. Yeah, and, you know, you have to really understand perhaps the genesis of this. And I'm certainly not, you know, a forensic analyst by any means. I just try to gather as much information as I can and observe really what has been going on. And when you hear this inflammatory rhetoric from the top down, all of the leadership, whether it's the Department of Justice, whether it is this administration, Obama himself, Hillary Clinton referring to Republicans as her enemies, you know, the rallying behind Black Lives Matter while ignoring the black youth that are marching, much like the Black Panthers did, right, back in the 60s,
right.
Marching through the streets, saying pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon,
yeah.
Calling for cops' assassinations, as they have done, calling for the assault against cops. You see more and more black youth becoming more violent and standing up against authority because they believe that, as the president and as the DOJ has said time and time again, that the country, as well as our authority, is founded in institutional racism. Mm. So they have led many impressionable youth, as well as African Americans, to believe that authority is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're inherently racist, which is the police force. And you look at Ferguson, for mm-hmm. example.
Well, I want to stop you there for just a second, Megan. Let's because you, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to go back to what you said because I think this is the whole root of it, and that is that leadership, you know, from the president on down, speaks to this injustice as systemic. And
correct.
So what do they think? They say, well, I don't have a voice. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, what matter, you know, what difference does it make, you know, as somebody once said, at this point? And then you have our justice system on display. And, you know, and I was real concerned about this because some of these things are just little tipping points. They're little indicators. When the rule of law continues to get violated, and especially at the upper echelons, we start to have a problem in River City. And this is, you know, Megan, and I understand I'm putting you in a spot, and this is a little bit out of it, but I appreciate your sense. And I want to bring that out a little bit. I know I'm taking you out of your normal area, but you have a lot of insight and sense. And to me, you see, I think this is what pulls us together, because I have the same thing. I mean, I'm not an expert in this, but I've sensed things. I've experienced enough, and I've observed enough to say, look, when we go down this road and we violate core principles and values, you start getting expressions of all the wrong things. And that's what we're starting to have right now, where you get some crazy stuff going on with, you know, police shootings that take place. And then it goes off to the point now we're in Dallas, and we've got, you know, if you want to call them terrorists, whatever you want to call them, but they're, you know, terrorizing people there in a peaceful march for all intent and purposes, and they clearly targeted the police. I was telling Scott earlier, I was surprised with that kind of shooting that was taking place that more civilians did not get hit. And, you know, at this point, we're only hearing about the police that were injured. I'm not hearing about any civilians that did, and I'm surprised that that didn't take place. But all that's being said is that we're starting to unravel here at the very core of who we are. And, well, I'll tell you, if there was ever a need for leadership in this country, it is right now.
That's correct. But the leadership in this country right now is our disciples of Saul Alinsky.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we must remember. And we need to know who Saul Alinsky is.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand the objective of the Rules of Radicals. And mm-hmm. Rules of Radicals was his book, which he dedicated to Lucifer. And every community organizer used that book.
Yeah.
Rules of Radicals, and before I go to Rules of Radicals, let me just, before I forget my thought. When we look at Ferguson, okay, when we look at how there was a narrative that was created of the hands up, don't shoot,
mm-hmm.
which is the rallying cry of Black Lives Matter. We know for a fact that never happened. We know for a fact that Michael Brown never said that. We know for a fact that Michael Brown was in the wrong and the officer was in the right. But guess what? All of those facts got completely buried. Because we had a Department of Justice who is more interested in social justice than they are blind justice.
Mm-hmm.
And they carried this narrative through, and they made it the truth. They pushed a lie, which mm-hmm. is an Alinsky tactic. They pushed a lie and used the lie so much that it became the truth to a whole segment of youth and a whole demographic. And if you watched these executions in Dallas unfold, and I'm not going to call it a terrorist attack yet.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch these executions unfold, the chants in the streets were F the police, hands up, don't shoot. F the police, hands up, don't shoot. And it's interesting because as they have their hands up, don't shoot, you hear the rapid gunfire break out.
Right.
And then the same people that were screaming F the police ran to the police.
Exactly. Go figure, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, so, Megan, you know, the other part of your genesis, you talk about Ferguson, and then it carried on in Baltimore and with Marilyn Mosby.
That was my next point.
I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Exactly. Right. No, okay. No. I'm glad you brought it up. No, please. Marilyn Mosby, another who is a social justice radical prosecutor who looks through justice not blindly, but with a racial lens. And this is the problem, and I hear the music. So
yeah. Well, the thing is, and the question, Megan, throughout this, as we process this that happened, I mean, these two shootings, no question, I mean, it's very disturbing. you know, that what happened in Louisiana and in Minnesota. But, you know, can it get better? What do we need to do? Is there something that we can draw out of this to where, you know, America can truly move forward and do it with a sense of moral consciousness that really represents justice for all? Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Cause you started something to see. And ever since we met, you had a hold on me. It had to be true. I only want to be with you. It doesn't matter
America. Bill Martinez here. Sometimes we just have to have music just to kind of sober us up a little bit, Megan, and kind of, you know, soothe the emotions. I mean, it has been a rather rough night, I would say, you know, for Americans. Gosh, I mean, our thoughts, our prayers. I mean, we're just grieving for the families that have experienced death here, whether it's Louisiana, in Minnesota, certainly in Dallas last night. And, it was interesting because you went back and you started, you know, talking about the 60s. And all along, Megan, all along, I've thought, are we preparing ourselves for another 1967, you know, Chicago-style convention, 68 Chicago-style convention? Because this is pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy, and I don't disagree at all. I mean, I think it's going to be a long, hot summer. And when you look at the two shootings in Baton Rouge, Minnesota, and then when you look at the reaction and the early reaction before any and all of the evidence has been gathered, and before really the wheels of justice and discovery and due process has been had, we have the Minnesota Governor, Mark Dayton, that comes out and condemns all police officers, this is before Dallas, and says the shootings are an example of racism. And then you follow that with Obama coming out on the dais and basically saying black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents. You know, in a sense, he cites statistics and he's right, but then he leaves out other statistics. And so you have this inflammatory rhetoric against the rule of law and authority. And, you know, you wonder why we have a whole segment of black youth as well as demographic that are rising up, much like the Black Panthers did, against the police and authority. And, but when you know Alinsky, and this was my original point.
Rules for radicals, right?
Rules for radicals. Law number three. Change is brought about, and this is a little paraphrasing, change is brought about through relentless agitation and troublemaking of a kind that radically disrupts society as it is. A community organizer must agitate to the point of conflict. The organizer dramatizes injustices and engages in troublemaking by stirring up angers, frustrations, resentments that will eventuate in the disorganization of the old and organization of the new. He is determined, the community organizer, to give rise to as much confusion and fear as possible. And this is the type of inflammatory rhetoric we see from Carolyn Mosby, who is in Baltimore, who said that her job was to bring social justice to the black youth of Baltimore. The mayor of Baltimore said, we want to give the rioters room to riot and
destroy. Could you imagine? Yes.
And so we're allowing lawlessness to rise. While the rule of law, in a very good example yesterday, not only in Dallas, but at the most higher echelons of our safety and security with Hillary Clinton, we are no longer a nation of laws. That is what I learned yesterday at the FBI hearing.
Yes.
And so when you have this complete destruction of the rule of law infected within our DOJ and our leadership, the Alinsky mindset, the social justice mindset, Dallas happened.
Right. Well, you know, Megan, all that, you know, and I would say to we the people, you know, we the people who still believe in the Constitution have to wake up. You know, we've got to be that sobering voice to let people know that it doesn't have to be this way, because the fact of the matter is that this country is in a state of confusion. And I've maintained the reason that we are is because we've abandoned the anchoring points of our morality. And we are in chaos. And, you know, how bad does it have to get? John Naisbitt, the celebrated author of the book Megatrends that was published back in 1982, one of the things that he said that we would come into in this era in which we are in right now is that we will be drowning in information but starved for knowledge. And that's exactly where we are right now, because we get all this information, but we're not esculpating, as Trey Gowdy would say, the knowledge of this information that really advances this constitutional republic. If anything, we're staying in this idea of why can't we all just get along, and we can't even make the right decision against that which is evil and that which is wrong. You know, somehow we need to accommodate and have some sort of, like what was talked about yesterday from James Comey, some sort of allowance and accommodation for somebody who's too big to jail.
And as Hillary said, no bank is too big to fail, and no one person is too big to jail. Well, we learned that differently yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And there's much more to this. You see, this is the thing we don't understand, because we still want to allow the veil to be kept over this thing. You got to know. I mean, you know, as one of the senators was, or a congressman was pointing out yesterday, he talked about the orchestration of the events that happened within 4 or 5 days, including Bill Clinton and A.G. Lynch being on a plane together, him waiting at the tarmac, a 3.5 hour
congressman, Micah.
Yeah. A 3.5 hour meeting with the FBI that they didn't have a court reporter there taking it. There was no sworn testimony. The FBI director himself wasn't in attendance. And on top of that, he didn't interview each one of the agents that asked her questions. So potentially what could happen, Megan, out of this deal that could blow up, is that somebody out of that meeting is going to come and go, wait a minute, it was obvious she was guilty, and that's what we expressed to the director, but he made a different decision. You know,
well,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Christian Adams. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Used to work for the DOJ, now works for PJ Media, was on Mark Levin yesterday. Said, there is this sense that the FBI operates independently from the Department of Justice. That is not true. Comey works for Loretta Lynch. Yeah. And he said there is a constant flow of communication between the DOJ and the FBI. And the DOJ, he believes, sabotaged this investigation because of the flow of information related to intent, whereby the headwinds, the political headwinds that the DOJ was giving the FBI, set the bar of the standard of proof so high. And he said, and this was tipped to me because he said when Comey came out and said the DOJ has grave concerns, he said Comey admitted that. So you know that there was constant communication back and forth. That's just how it works. You know there was communication between the DOJ and Comey because Comey knew there was grave concerns. And he said, this decision not to prosecute and not to press charges or recommend a prosecution was made a while ago. And maybe that is why Loretta Lynch thought it was okay to meet with Bill Clinton on the tarmac.
Right.
As his foundation, his wife and his daughter's foundation is under investigation.
That's a whole other enchilada that...
We can talk about this for 2 hours.
Exactly, without a doubt. And Megan, the other thing is that President Obama sent emails, this private email to Hillary Clinton on 12 occasions.
We don't have one of those, do we?
No, no way, because, he is the president.
One of the 30,000 destroyed to a point where no one will ever find them?
Exactly. We're being worked. There's no doubt about it. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez. Megan, as always, good to have you with us. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
Report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jangle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
For joining us, it's Bill Martinez at 28 minutes after the top of the hour. David Drucker is with us right now, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, previously reported for CQ Roll Call, and was a former associate politics editor for Roll Call, as well as reporting for the Los Angeles Daily News. David Drucker, is always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What a night, huh? I mean, this has just been absolutely incredible. We have the two shootings, the police shootings, and now we've got people being fired upon there in Dallas. And it is just rather devastating. And I think this takes a big hit on the psychology of our country right now. I mean, are we like 1968 deja vu one more time here with all this craziness going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, that was before my time, but I think it probably appears to at least a good number of Americans as though we're going through some of the most tumultuous times we've faced in quite a while, at least over the past month or two. It's been particularly, you know, one event to the next, whether it's Orlando or now Dallas, and whether it's the odd sort of events of the presidential race and the different foibles of each of the candidates. So between satisfaction with leadership, with the, you couple that with a lot of Americans' loss of faith in government and institutions, and then just, you know, national security and domestic security events. It's you know, it can be unsettling.
Well, David, I'm glad to hear you say this, because I thought, God, am I putting you on the spot? Because here we're going to talk about the FBI, but you're connecting the dots, and you're connecting the dots. not only as a reporter, but, you know, as a fellow human, a fellow citizen here, is just saying, what's going on here in River City? We have all this chaos and confusion that's going on, this contention that we have been, that has kind of been building up like this cauldron that's just ready to be ignited. I mean, we have certain quadrants of this cauldron that have exploded, certainly with social justice and black lives. And then, you know, anytime you have a police shooting that involves a black man and there's any kind of information or any suggestion that there could it could be a bad shoot here, then and then, of course, even worse yet is that Facebook Live video of what happened in Minnesota. I mean, this is just absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. I mean, what else can you say? You know, I don't want to say that it's interesting. I think it's notable to say that I think these feelings are being felt by every sort of political faction and quadrant in different ways. In other words, I don't think it's, I mean, if we want to break it down, I don't think it's just conservatives or just liberals that have issues. I think everybody has issues, some for different reasons, some for the same reasons. Obviously, everything's tied together. Look, the country's been through it before, and it's gotten through it. So I don't think it needs to be any more frightening in that regard, as though somehow this is different or not fixable. It's just that when it's going on, it's very discomforting and it's very worrying.
Well, I think President Obama addressed this a while ago when he said that we got to stop talking at one another and talk with one another. And I said, wow, that's a great observation. Now, example that. And, you know, how do you become the example? And that's where leadership comes into play. Not that it's going to be 100%, David. I'm not living in some sort of panacea here. But we need to dial it back. And we need to push it back with some reason and with some proper example where social justice issues are responded to, that disadvantaged and the unrepresented, I won't even say underrepresented, but the unrepresented in this country feel like, okay, this is my government. I've got buy-in here. And when you have all this wackiness that's going on, you know, the injustice, you've got this live video stream of someone being shot here, and you know, this is all, you know, more than disturbing. And then, of course, we're up late last night watching, you know, what happened with the police officers being ambushed there in Dallas. It's like, look at people. I mean, how much worse does it have to get before we, you know, dial it back somehow, that there's, you know, enough going into the recipe to kind of calm this down? You know, we cannot continue on like this, or otherwise lawlessness and anarchy is going to break out more than we ever intended.
Yeah, look, there's always a risk to that. I mean, that's why I think that's why it's in some ways it's tricky if you're if we're going to look at it, you know, at a political level, it's tricky if you're a politician, because on the one hand, you want to respond to people's unhappiness or problems with government or policy by saying that you understand why people are upset and why there needs to be change. At the same time, for people to allow the system to work, for the system to work, people have to believe that it can work. And so that requires leaders to not get too overheated about problems, so that they don't actually fan fan feelings of illegitimacy about, you know, law enforcement or, you know, protest groups alike. And so it's a very, you know, it's a tricky balance. I thought the police chief in Dallas did a really good job this morning of talking in a very measured, calm, but determined way that was sort of, that was American, yet apolitical.
Yes.
I mean, I thought that was a very good example to follow. I thought the president's statement on the Dallas police shooting, you know, targeting of the Dallas police that I read when I woke up this morning, and I'm on East Coast time here, so I didn't see a lot of what happened last night until this morning.
Right.
Was one of his better reactions to a domestic event that we've seen with him in quite a while.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump responded properly by canceling their political events. And at least the initial statements and tweets from them have been apolitical. And I thought that was impressive from both of them and helpful.
Well, getting back to the political, if we can, away from that,
sure.
I wanted to respond to your column, you know, what the FBI, though they didn't recommend prosecution of Hillary, no doubt the rebuke could haunt Hillary.
Yeah, it could. Look, when we were talking about this over the last year, we always sort of looked at it as a binary choice between indictment, which would be an extinction level event for her campaign, or no indictment, which means she's basically exonerated as a matter of politics and gets to move on. Right. But what Comey did with his statement is lay out a case against her, even though he decided, you know, that it didn't warrant charges in his view. But in laying out that case, it gave a lot of ammunition to Republicans to use against her and also made her look bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just made her look bad. And she has to answer questions now, at least at some point. She's going to have to deal with this issue of mishandling classified material and not being truthful about what she did with the private server and the private email account. So it's a problem. It's one that she's going to have to work through. It's one that, you know, given the competitiveness of the presidential race, could damage her. And, I've always felt that this issue anyway was problematic for her because it can undercut her biggest selling point, which is competency and judgment.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Yeah, so, for somebody who's been in government this long and not know, and somehow the director would give her, you know, room to say, well, maybe it might be confusing and she would not understand after all the years of experience, which, like you say, is one of her anchoring points. David, real quick here, we got about 30 seconds left. What's the main takeaway from yesterday's hearing with FBI Director Comey?
Well, I'm going to say this. I thought his statement on Tuesday was pretty devastating. I thought the hearing yesterday was a wash because he gave the Clinton campaign things to feel good about and hang a hat on, even though there was more ammunition given to the Republicans.
Well, thank you much for coming on, as always. David Drucker, Senior Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you the comments that are coming in by the droves here. I appreciate, you know, your heavy hearts that are being expressed all over this country right now. As we, you know, I guess part of resolving this issue and coming to a solution is having the conversation. This is why talk radio is so critical, because when things like this happen, we've got to process this out. And I know our next guest really understands this. He is a pastor in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. I'm talking about Pastor Aubrey Shines, founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, a Chicago native who began ministering in Cook County Correctional System in Chicago, Illinois. Pastor Aubrey, thank you so much for giving us a few moments of your time here. I know you've got a busy schedule, but, you know, what we have seen in the last couple of days here, people, you know, it is just so disturbing, and certainly our prayers are with the family members who are surviving and trying to survive and hanging on to what happened in their worlds in Louisiana and Minnesota and now Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, it is. Of course, our hearts, you know, Bill, it certainly goes out as well as these officers, innocent officers that have lost their lives as well, a community that has just really been decimated. And here's the reality, and I've been saying it on TV and radio for the last several hours here. Leadership, Bill, you and I know this, starts at the top. When you have a sitting president and policies that impact Americans as large, when you have a sitting president that comes out and blames the current scenarios both in Louisiana and Minnesota based on a historical past of racism in this nation, without ever addressing the reality, Bill, that those tragedies may be individually driven. We don't even know if they were racially motivated because we don't know the end of the story yet. But the reality of it is, you have a president comes out, he begins to slam it. Where did this start from? It started from Ferguson, a false narrative supported by George Soros. You have this Black Lives Matter movement. You have now the snipers in Dallas admitting that they were motivated by it. Well, wait, motivated by what? A false narrative that never did happen. And yet you have a president that is continuing to blame whites for what is going on in Black America. Not once, Bill, has this president made reference to the several hundred that have been shot in Chicago alone, by the way, by other blacks, mm-hmm. not one time. And I conclude it this way. Why is it that a black life matters only when a white life takes it? And the reality, Bill, there are more white police officers that kill whites than white police officers that kill blacks.
Exactly. And, you know, do you find it interesting that our president is more measured when a Muslim attack or a Muslim-involved shooting or terrorist attack is involved as opposed to something like this? I mean, it really is in contrast, isn't it?
Yeah, Bill, you're hitting it, man, right on the center here. He is always very apologetic for anything that happens under the name of Islam. We won't mm-hmm. even deal with those issues through this president because he doesn't have the heart to do so. He, once again, he blames America for even Islamic problems. And what are we seeing right now? Instead of this president denouncing and instead of this guy inviting the Black Lives representatives into the White House and mm-hmm. the Democratic Congress inviting the Black Lives Matters founders into the White House, they should be scolding these people saying, wait a minute here. There are more white officers that kill white men and women than white officers that kill black. And if we're going to really, quote, really be concerned about black lives, which we should be concerned about all lives, mm-hmm. why is it that we don't see this president taking any aim at the lives that are being lost in the black community by other blacks, the lives that are being lost in the community by the millions of abortions that are happening, the lives that are being decimated by lower wages, policies that he's producing? Why is it that this president have what I call selective outrage? It is
right.
because it fits, Bill, a Saul Alinsky, a narrative, and this president is responsible, and his party is responsible for these false narratives continuing to live in American culture here.
Mm-hmm. You bring up an important point. You know, we talk about abortion here, Pastor, and, you know, we were talking about it the other day when Snoop Dogg was announced to be part of the, you know, Democratic entertainment portion of their convention. And I'm going, Snoop, buddy, you're out there dancing and entertaining with a party that's killing your children.
Yeah.
I mean, 40%
yeah.
of the abortions in America have been targeted on black America. And you're out there performing for them. How do you embrace a party that's killing your people?
Bill,
and the president of the United States, the same thing, Aubrey. And I'm going, what is going on? I mean, you know, kind of like, you know, I mentioned earlier about John Naismith. And, of course, you and I know it from the Word of God, because God said there will be a time when knowledge will be abundant. It'll be flourishing, but we're not going to get a hold of it. And John Naismith basically picked up on the same thing. He says, we're drowning in information but starved for knowledge.
Well, it's excellent that you put it that way. I just said to a group in the last several hours here about the Snoop Dogg piece as well. Mm-hmm. When you have a party whose presumptive nominee, and by the way, another lawless moment here in America with Hillary Clinton, same dynamic. When you have this dynamic of lawlessness that is just feeding the narrative of America, then you have the Snoop Dogs in their low intelligence, not understanding who Margaret Sanger is, not understanding she was a eugenist, not understanding that her motive in Planned Parenthood was to annihilate what she called, I quote, the inferior race, which
yeah,
she called the
less than. Yes, exactly.
And she said she would do it by black civic leaders. Boy, did she have a prophetic moment, and is she not living out the calls? Why? Bill, because our major media outlets won't even talk about the etymology of who these organizations, from where they stem from, and the catastrophic effect that it is having, especially in poor America, whether that's black, Hispanic, or white. It is annihilating people by the millions because of our ignorance.
Yeah, we're just not connecting the dots here. I mean, we're so ideologically fixed, and they've counted on this. I mean, you know, you mentioned Saul Alinsky. It is that pernicious, and people need to wake up to the truth of what's happening. We're losing grip of our country here, Aubrey. This is the thing. I mean, whatever you care about, you've got to really sit down and have a Selah moment, a meditative moment on where this country is right now and the things that really matter. Forget about Republican and Democrat. You know, maybe reconnect yourself with the Constitution of the United States and the Word of God. Would that be novel?
It would be phenomenal. And this is why guys like me are out here, Bill, doing the things that we're doing, in engaging and intellectually trying to stimulate, especially ill-informed black and Hispanic and white leaders, that you're going to have to get some courage for God's sake and begin to talk about these issues. Bill, if we don't do it, we're going to lose America, and we're watching it unfold right before our eyes.
Exactly. Well, Aubrey, I know that we had limited time with you. I appreciate you sharing your time with us this morning and chiming in on this important issue because, you know, at the end of the day, all of this is rising out of a misrepresented, underrepresented class of people, whether they're black, white, or whatever, or brown. I mean, this is what's going on in America. And we have to understand, even though the president talks about Black Lives Matter and then he corrects himself and says, well, all lives matter. Well, if all lives matter, you don't have to say Black Lives Matter. You don't even have to say all lives matter, right? You just, you live all lives matter, right?
Well, of course all lives don't matter to this president. And I ask your followers to help me. I don't take anything, Bill, for what I do. When I go out on Periscope at Aubrey Shines at GloryToGlory.org, I just produce information to do exactly what you're doing, to say, hey, I'm working with Bill. This is a great show. Sponsor guys like this.
Yes,
we
gotta
get this information out here, my friend, or we're gonna lose America.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Aubrey Shines, remind everybody one more time of the website and how they can connect and partner with us for the cause of faith and the cause of truth.
Hey, I would love your listeners to follow me at glorytoglory.org or aubreyshines.com, or on your phone, just simply download Periscope and follow me at Aubrey Shines. I believe in the things that you're doing, Bill. I'll support you, man, 100%, because you're intellectually honest about what's going on in America. And I really appreciate your stand the way that you do for the causes that affect not just one portion of Americans, but all Americans.
Amen.
God bless you for it.
God bless you. Pastor Aubrey Shines, founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is the stuff that's happening right now. You know, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to be upset? We're just going to exercise ourselves? Or are we going to really be, you know, be the change that, you know, we see in others? I mean, that's the one thing that happens all the time, is that we often see the change that needs to be, that needs to occur in the other person first. This is why Jesus said, hey, look, at before you take, you know, the little speck out of your brother's eye, let's take a look at that 2x4 that's in your eyeball here, you know? And, but, you know, if we're irritated by something, I say, God bless the inner irritation. I mean, there's a reason why we're revved up and we're irritated, because it is not right. You know, if it was right, the people would be rejoicing. They're not rejoicing right now. It is a very sad, it is a very tumultuous and chaotic time in our country today. And again, I maintain, because we have unanchored ourselves from those moral opinions that are so critical, not only to our Constitution, but the heart and soul of our very country. And the Bible is real clear about that. And I will quote the Bible, and in terms of people without vision will cast off restraint. What that means is they will let go of those anchoring, those moorings. And so we're like this balloon that has been punctured and the air is escaping and we're all over the place. Well, I'll tell you, I see that and I picture it in my heart and mind, and I see America right there right now, ladies and gentlemen. But it's up to us. We do have the power. We can do this, but we have to do it together. And thank you for joining in.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your go-